Mem Aleph and Mevei says, "Amar Papa, Hechas the Dvarim Bamachas Suda, Teichas Suda into a bracha lefnei ve'achrim. If it's Teichas Suda, you don't need a bracha at all. Shloim Machas Masuda, if it's Teichas Suda, you need a bracha lefnei ve'achrim. Bracha achrim. And if it's Lachas Suda, you need a bracha lefnei ve'achrim. So Shitas Rashi is Machas Suda means Lachas is a pass, doesn't need a bracha. Why? Because being that it's tuffle to the pass, therefore the pass is going to pass through it." In fact, Tosfos said if it's tough to the pass, so then what's his chiddush? We just had a Mishnah on Daf Mem Daled that you have Meliach and you have Tchila or pass. Zaklal, Kolmberg Eker Pratas Tvela. So what's his chiddush? He's coming to tell us that it's putter. If it's lavis the pass, it's tough to the pass. The chiddush is open Mishnah. And what's he coming to be Mechadish us? So Balmar says that the Mahalach Adav is that the Chiddush is that even if you didn't have Das B'Shas when you were eating it, you didn't have Das B'Shas to Bracha, sorry, you didn't have Das B'Shas to Bracha, you weren't planning on eating it to get out the pass, so that we don't see in the Mishnah Mem Dalet. If you got Mishnah Mem Dalet, Tosfos said that if you didn't have Das to be Das and Mayim Echad, well, here's the Chiddush that being that it's eaten like as a sandwich and Mamish together with it, so it's going to patter the Tuffle, even though it's going to patter the tuffle, even though there wasn't das b'shas ma'isa. That's what it's going to be mechadish. The Pnei Shua says that the Mishnah Mem Daled is just a chiddush when I'm eating pas maliach. The only reason I'm eating is because it's burning me, and the only reason I eat that food is just to help out the other food. And I don't want the other food. I'm just eating it just to help me eat the other food. I'm shaking over here, what I mean, doing it malavis pas could be, I want the other thing also. I put tuna on top of a bread, so I want the tuna also. It's not the pshat, I don't want it. So the Mishnah Mendalah, what we see is, like, about the tuffle in the situation where the whole achila was just echtimsa. I don't really want it, just echtimsa, eat the other thing. That's where that tefillah spot is. But the tefillah is where, etzem, I want it. Nervas, it's tuffle to the past. You know, that could be tesefes chiddush in our second. Like, about the Rabbi Shinam Achilik, and they learn, and not like Rashi, they learn that Dvar Ma'abam B'Teich Suda, Machas Suda means things which are Lashon Tosfos, things which come L'mazin, L'sbia, Lavis is a pass, Tevin L'shan is a new Shainim, Regan Lavi Machas Suda, Pass Regilin, Lachal Ma'pass, Kain Basar, Dagim Chumini Gdeira, Ain't Tony Baruch of Nim Achriam, I feel like B'Teich Suda, from Asvan, B'Lei Pass, Akivan, Shapass, the pass is going to patter. The Yisod Adav is, things which are come Machas Suda, over there the pass is going to patter. Now Yesh Lachkar, in the Gedar Adavar, what's the Yisrael Adavar that something in the Suda the past patterns? Is Yisrael Adavar is because the bracha on pass, somebody's talking about it's a bracha chashuva, it's a bracha pratius, like Brigas Ayin, it's a bracha pratius. And so the reason why it patterns is because it's a chashuva bracha and it's tough to the bracha. Or is Yisrael Adavar is not else, the pshat is that's being tough to the bracha. It's pshat as anything in the Suda's pass is tuffle to the pass. The pass is the main food. Anything which happens during the Suda is to be tuffle to the actual bread, and it works me then ikar be tuffle to that pass. Will be a pass on nafkamina. One nafkamina is if I have a mistake on my bread, I make mazainis. Let's have a lafa. We'll discuss amoitzi, mezainis, whatever it is. Let's say mean mezainis, and really it's amoitzi. Maniach, okay, whatever it is. If you made a by mistake, or you made by mistake, mean mezainis on amoitzi. If the you said a dove is as tough to the pass, we didn't ikar a tough anik or bracha I made in it. How about it's going to patter it? If the you said a dove is, it's going to be that. If you said a dove works, we didn't ikar a tough, so. No, if the bracha is also, sorry, if the bracha is also the bracha is hamitzi, so here I didn't make a mitzi. If it's made like a tafel, my sister is going to be a tafel.
Is it more
tzad
yain if it's possessed with the actual
human pass?
Sorry.
That why? Yain.
The yain should also have the.
Yeah, that could be one pass of nafkamina. Another nafkamina, or maybe an ara, shtikal ara in the sig is pass of a kiss in the sig of Hashem, we're going to see behemshech. Is a suffolk pass. There's one of the things after, like, you know, you change your mindset when you learn Kesem Avarchim, let's see in Hamshech, that cake is better than bread. Just as the reason why we make mezain is because it's a bread which you're not normally kaveh sudan. That's the side of Pasuk Kisan. Therefore, if you have a Kavi Yisuda, Shir Kavi Yisuda, it turns back into Amoitzi. Now, there's a lot of different Rishonim in terms of what's the Pasuk Kisan, and then Sveikis, what's yeah, what's not. Therefore, B'derek La, Mitam Safik, we make a Mezainis on... Mitam Safik make Mezainis on cake, because is Pasuk Kisan... Is the Mechalik, is it Vali bread, or it's Safik bread? And therefore, is Vali bread, or not? So, being that's a Safik, so therefore, B'derek La, we just make a Mezainis on it. So there's a shtikla ara that if the set of dover is, that's tough to the pass. So I might say, if I have cake, and then afterwards I have a drink. So if cake really is pass, it's a suffix pass. I wasn't making a zainus on it. So if it's a vada the bracha, if the vada is pass, the chor should come out if you have a shackle afterwards, that it should be a suffix brachas, and maybe I'll suffix brachas, just go ahead and patter it. There's a shtikla ara and also a gabanim. The Prima Golem Eish Levram Aleph discusses the Shaila. Is it mitam Tafel? He says the Lashon HaTosfos sounds a little bit as Tafel by us. So, much more Lashon HaTosfos. This Lashon Iri says more as. Maybe this is like Lashon HaTosfos sounds more as Lashon of being Tafel to the pass. But Zak the Prima Golem, Zak the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Chor, the Magen Avraham Shaila, the Chor is me telling you this. The Magen Avraham is a Chakira. What's going to be the Halacha if you eat bread, not because I want it. I'm just eating bread because to patter. I don't have so much interest in it. I'm just doing it in order to go in and patter. So like the Magen Avraham. If I don't want to pass, I just eat a little bit in order to go patter it. You should stop it if it's going to patter it or not. So what's he said? A suffix. So we're going to Aruch HaShulchan would say that's going to be a suffix. What happened if I don't really want the bread? I'm just eating the bread. Why? I want to go ahead and patter. I'm not interested in making other brachas. It is. And therefore, I'm eating the pass, not the pattern. So if it works mitzad, the bracha shabai, lamaisa, amaisa chamaisa, is a chashva bracha, vashko, and a pattern. If the said ikr tafel, if the said is midin ikr of a tafel, so here, forget, the bread is not, everything is not tafel to the bread. The whole bread I'm eating is because I want to eat spaghetti. I don't want to make bracha spaghetti for any bread of a reason. So I'm eating bread in order to go ahead and pat to the bracha, but it's not shaykh to say the spaghetti is tafel to the bread. The ikra achila is the spaghetti. I'm just eating a little bread to go ahead and patter the other brachas. So if they said a dove is mid ikra tafel, avad it's not going to be ikra tafel. If you said a dove is mid had some chefs of the bracha, so then avad the mitzvah chefs of the bracha, it's going to patter it. So people got a suffix, the chorus. The two stadim of the chakira, the chakira will be telling you. The Aruch HaShulchan Taka says, the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan is that both really apply. The two types of ketafel, there's a ketafel in the bracha, a ketafel in the chila shabai. And he says the two chalakim to it. Therefore, he says it's kapa the Magen Avraham Shaila. He says, avada bets of a person eats pass in order to patter it. The maisa, you are making lashon amitzim chanaretz, and it's a bracha chashuvi. And therefore, the Hashem says, mitzad the bracha chashuvi, we'll go ahead and patter the. We'll go ahead and patter it, and he's pushed it. Maybe Passover Kissing could be, maybe Passover Nafkamina, Shulchan maybe won't say the two Nafkaminas. Now, Kabbat Etzim Magen Avraham Shaila is, so Magen Avraham Shaila, what's the Lachavi? You just need in order to patter it. So, what's the Yisrael Dava the Shaila? So, Prima Golem, we just spoke out, said the Shaila is it the Bracha or is it the Nekev Atafel? But Shabir says a little bit different, says a totally different Nesach. He says that, do you say it can't be Tafel to the Pass because you don't want to eat it? That's side number one. What's the other side? The other side is not that the Bracha is the Paiter. Even derech oil mikvasus ala pas berachas pas pas mechal gavni. Since it's normal mikvasus ala pas, this is a normal thing a person does, and this is how it's done. So therefore, the pas shabbater because you go past the right people, you don't go past you, you go past you. Normally, this is something which is normally it's tafel to this fact that, but you is not tafel. It's not like a mishtana. You go past the chazal shtelvek things past the normal situations, and therefore that's going to be the issue. The shai tshuva brings down to have an aizer. Pass, poiter, roi, pama, pasaker. since Roy Pum passes Iker, therefore the pass is going to Pater, and then that's going to be the Taish. In other words, not that the other side is the Bracha, the other side is we go plus Regilus, and being that this is Regilus, therefore that's that you know, that should be the Lach. How are we passing a couple of the Chakira? The Mishpura brings down that don't need pass at all. It's a suffix, but not a paschal. Emloi b'Shabbos Yontiv, oz mitzvah pass. Chashav would not select kot feimlo. Shabbos Yontiv, where everything's tuffle to it and it's a mitzvah to eat it, then in a chamishi pass because the mitzvah gives a chashivas to it. And as Mishpura's world seems to be, everything's working ikar v'tuffle. Tuffle the pass, not tuffle the pass. And two stadim are, do you say it's not tuffle in the situation or derech elam to do it that makes it tuffle? Was he paskin? Don't do it. Besides Shabbos Yontif, where there's a chiyuv and a mitzvah that gives a chashivas to it, and therefore everything's going to be tougher to it. What?
So
mitzvah looks like it's pass. Maybe. Ramosha in Tshuva Dal Mem Alpha.
It's two reasons. It's two things. It's one thing that he doesn't want to eat it, or that it's not a kezayit, or a kol shekain.
No, kol shekain is not a kezayit. Kol shekain is not a kezayit.
If he wants it and it's not a kezayit, that would bother, that wouldn't bother. He wants pass, but he
doesn't. One second.
If
he left the exiles, the mitzvah of the exiles, so I don't know. I'm saying it's not relevant. You have to exile, so you know, he didn't do it.
He did it.
What do you say? That's not something. Now, the whole Shalom is not so much the Benimsa. It's not the Shalom. It has to be that Imamish don't want to eat the bread. That's what it is. Like Imamish eating and just doing cocoa with the pater. You know, is if you. A lot, what? Yeah, it's not really so. It's not a normal case, right? Doesn't happen, and I mean, have I happened to anybody over here? For some reason, like, you don't want to make a bracha on the mezainis, so you want to make a bracha on the pass. Maybe the patra, 20 brachas. Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe he knows, maybe it's a place where, like, maybe that could be a case. I care. You know, this is a very bad reich ra. Like, so he got, you know, like, comes on and off. So he got rid of it for, like, for a minute. So he just wants to take a little bread, because if he starts, like, you know, maybe that could be a case. I don't know.
No, no, he eats less than a kezayis. And then he wants to eat salad on the table. And then he wants to eat the salad. Before he eats less than a kezayis. Before he eats a kezayis of bread.
No, if you're going to eat a kezayis, a patas. Zabur. It doesn't have to be that. So, okay, we'll see if you have some kezayis. It's brought down in Holger Toivis. Supposed to eat a kezayis right away after you wash. Why? So, one reason is brought down. Maybe you can forget and get into issues. There is one shittim talking about Vavar says like Eliyahu saying that Pshat is the pass, and the pass is when you have it once I have the exayis, so exayis is not going to patter. So I said it's a chumrah. It's not the ikar din is not like that. The ikar din is if I make a break of some mitzi and I'm planning an exayis, then it's going to be okay. Ramosh and Shuvah goes more pachas exayis less than exayis. If it's pachas exayis and bungar ram safa, okay, so you want to make a bracha. But if you eat exayis already, then already it's enough to go ahead and make a bracha. So the Gargo goes on weiter. There's some things which come machas asuda. Your lavas apas, basa, dog, and beitzim, rakas, gvina, daisa, all those things. Even you don't need with pass, you don't need a bracha. The things which are not machas asuda. What are things not machas asuda? Things which a person not derech lavas and pass. What examples? Which we obtain them, another mini paris, things like that. Basically, anything which is not normally eaten in the suda, but you have to go out and make a, not meant to fill you up, not coming Muslim's fire, a person have to go out and make a bracha. For example, if a person takes a mila su, wants to take a little chocolate, candy, bisli, popcorn, and things like that, so all those things are not the one which are normally coming to Muslim's fire in the suda, so by that person would have to go ahead and make a bracha on those things. What's so vikuach about potato chips? Right, pasha, what should be? You should make a bracha, right? Make a bracha. It's potatoes. It's potatoes. So maybe potatoes are Muslim. It's fire. So this is also. What do you say?
This is flour.
Yeah. The car is low, move on. Yeah. No. The pasha stuff is avada. We have potatoes to avada. This pasha to bar one would go ahead. What? Pasaka, man. That's the cool one. Hey, you make a bracha with zebur. Yeah. Al kapanim, that's with potato chips.
What?
You buy them, make a bracha. Yeah,
what
for
about
sure.
Eating
yeah.
Croutons as a snack?
Croutons as a snack is interesting. It's interesting. What's a crouton as a snack? That's an interesting shayla. What's the sort of davar? Croutons, batsim, is bala muslin, let's slay in a suda. That's what it is. It's in the salad, it's in the soup. And now the question is, if you just eat it separately, if you eat it separately, how do you down it? Cake is because it's Suffolk pass. Put cake on the side, okay? Oh, we'll get to Paris in a second, okay? So the croutons is an interesting shayla. The soda shayla is, do you say pshat is bala mud, that it's a michael, which is bala mud on the svaya. And therefore, that's what it is. So what happens if it's a bala mud on the svaya? Now, why am I eating it now? What am I eating it for?
If you're bored, you're sitting
okay, it's taking too long for the soup to come out, so you're bored. So you're eating some croutons. Okay, so what does Adam think? That's enough. So Michael is derech likvayalav, or let's say I eat chicken for fun. What would you say? Not to fill myself up. Not a second. Let's go that case. In other words, like let's say I'm at having me also bets. I'm eating whatever I'm eating. And somebody made a fancy type of new type of dish, and they want to give it a little taste. So not eating a Muslim svaya, I'm eating it just a taste.
No, why is tasting eating for food not a Muslim svaya? That's eating it for eating.
I'm eating supper. I'm eating, let's say, spaghetti and meatballs, and your neighbor made a new recipe of whatever some other thing. We go over a little, and you take a little.
You don't make a book on TV.
A little,
no,
it's
this big.
Now, eating candy
is
the same question?
I don't know how you can decide that.
I want candy, so
what's that?
I believe, my kid believes that eating candy fills you up.
No, so I think the Yisrael Dover is, right? No, I think the Yisrael Dover is a Dover which is dark and laughs is a pass, something which is going above the mother's in the sway. That's what the tacos of the food is. That's something tuffled to the pass. Anything which is a food meal is tuffled to the pass. Something which is not a food meal, it's not going to be tough to the pass. And therefore, I think on croutons, I might say one would not make a bracha, because it's not, but it's something which is bad, some bone muslim saiva, therefore one would not make a bracha on it. Now, when you get a compote, some Mishpura brings down that. Ein b'chal azam ha-shvim ma'at peris v'shon l'kinuch ha-sudah, shkaren compote. Compote, he said that that's not b'chal, there's no suffix about that. The ein b'chal muslim klal, you have compote at the end of the meal, cook fruits, it's pasha to bar, make a bracha, because that's not coming from Muslim, that's coming for the kinuch ha-suda. Sounds very, very simple. So for example, Yishma Chalikas, and sounds a very simple halacha. So there's a famous maysa that Rav Ruderman was by the Chavos Chaim's house, and served at the end of the meal, and the Chavos Chaim didn't make a bracha. So Ruderman asked him, Rebbe, what's going on? So the Chavos Chaim said that, for me, it's the ikar part of the meal, and therefore it doesn't make a bracha. So there's all the exactly what the pshat in the story of the Chavos Chaim is pshat. It's chayzer, or he holds that someone is saying in the Kuzda David. Well? One second. So someone said upside is that in places where, and we're trying to figure out, so is this part of the suda, not part of the suda? In America now, they have a new thing, this thing called dessert, right? Which is have every time part of the meal. It's it's already, and it's established food, which is part of the meal. So therefore, maybe nowadays kampo is something which is machmas suda, just part of it. It's one of the courses of the suda, it's machmas suda, and it's a normal thing. And therefore, maybe you shouldn't make a bracha.
It's rugged.
That's kinoa. You're right from Makar. Shatzin, yeah. L'chor, to say such a thing as tamor, Shatzin, what Zion says, after Makar, Mishanaga, Lacha, Pes, Mishan, the whole suda, the besaif, the starve, L'chor, Lacha, Shiv, Gdom, Bamach, suda, so if you have something which is coming every time of Lil Muslim Svaya, it says that Lamaisa, if you have something which even you do it every single time, Lamaisa, it's Bala Muslim Svaya, and therefore it's the Kinuach, and therefore Vada one would make a bracha in that type of case. If Allah Lamaisa, don't know what to do with the story of the Chavos Chaim, but Lamaisa, Chazinsha brings down the bracha of Yashim Zaman, and Vada Kipshutai. It's the Kinuach, and about the one should make a bracha. I think in Neisrael, anyone here from Neisrael?
Yeah.
think in Eisel Kamuvan they don't, because Rubin tells them not to. I think so. But no one here from Eisel? Oh, wow, okay. That's a different thing. That's Kafaynel, it's not over here. Right, there's some story, right, with Avaya also, some story that what he also did make a bracha, and he said that for him it's like he's filling him up or something like that. But, you know, Kapushita, we're doing it for that, and therefore, Pashas, that's what should be done. Now, when you get ice cream.
Is this like a minute type of thing, or it's all like, let's say your family doesn't make bracha on desserts? Is it a family
shadow,
or is it
a minute? I mean, I guess you have to find, is any makar such a thing? I'd say after you have a makar. So, you learn this stuff, you know.
Yeah, a guy eats a jelly bean for sure. He'd make a bracha.
Jelly bean for sure, make a bracha. Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah. I'm talking about that for sure. You know, it's now. Yeah, but the guy, ice cream quickly a second. Ice cream. So you do the truth from Moshe Feinstein, which says ice cream. You don't make a bracha on it. Why make a bracha on ice cream during a suda? Because that's not how you do. What? Yeah, you don't make a bracha on ice cream. Why? Because just like a drink, you don't make a bracha on it. So then ice cream is maybe like a drink, and therefore you don't make a bracha on that. Tanu kol achrinim that everyone's chalik, and they say that if you have a drink which is not machmas asuda, what else you would make a bracha on? If you have some type of, I don't know, some whipped cream, ice cream, chocolate malai, whatever these things are, which has no shaykhus to add some suda, sabada, you would make a bracha on it. And therefore the pashas is on ice cream. Once you make a bracha, when you have it for dessert, kipshuta, you should make a bracha. Now, here's that haggah that some people like eat it together with pass, like they have.
Somebody had.
Does what say? So you have a bias malafe. So the question is it shaykh malafe? Someone has no shaykh to be malafe. What say?
Potato chips in your
bag.
People put potato chips.
Okay, that'll be
tough.
It's
really.
Put
potato chips in your sandwich.
So let's go through the categories of pairs, so we'll come back to the second. So I think that like you just hold the bread the whole time. I'm not sure. But yeah, you have to know, you know, how exactly. Who did I say it was? Hold on a second. Okay, fine. I'm going to get it when it comes to Paris. So, yeah, in terms of Paris doing a suda. So there are like four or five different situations of Paris doing a suda. So first, which we're being done by vegetables, right? By vegetables doing a suda, you make a bracha, right? Because they're shun, chayam, tzaina, and batzel. You have to make a bracha on them. That those are things we're not makhvas a suda. So that already, the place would say like nowadays, vegetables of ada. You know, eating thing, you know, like Gemara and Bajazar brings out, like they only like the rich people had vegetables, like it wasn't like a normal thing to be done. Now, Avada, we do all the Muslim slave, and Avada, vegetables and salads, Avada one does not make a bracha. But come on, I'm gonna get Paris, so there are like four or five different cases in the Gaya Paris. There's a case of one is Kaveh Sudasayala Paris, that this is your whole meal, like Shashas sometimes, right? Like no food left over, you're planning having leftover. Save me some chalant, and then it was very good, and there's nothing left, and you're just having Paris. So the shah is if you kaveh suda Paris, is one case. There's another case, you're just having Paris some sikos. There's a case where you're eating Paris with bread, teichas suda, and there are another different situations. So, in Igeya, the Mechaber says if you have vom nachas namachas suda, stamza you eat Paris without pras, abadi make a bracha. Very simple. So I'm having an apple during a meal. You go and make a bracha, right? Rosh Hashanah night. You're having simanim. Not eating together pass. So, yeah, if you make a bracha, we spoke about last time in terms of chesedim, some people make a bracha on the apple, some people make a bracha on shivus aminim. If you're making a bracha on the apple, take shivus aminim off. And about the apple, it's not machos asuda. And about the, you go make a bracha. You still have an apple, orange, all these fruits. If it's not coming, you're eating together pass. And about the one would not make a bracha. If eating it together with pass, so there are three shitas. Whether how much together with pass would patra it. The Rosh says if you eat the pears together with pass, betchila, even though you match it without it, that's enough, and you're not gonna go and make a bracha. But Yonah says you have to have tchila v'saif, at the beginning and the end, and then you won't make a bracha. So how are you paskin? The Chabad says in tchila, tchila se'elcha pears, in pass. V'soif achman pass, even by Sayim, you don't need a bracha. Because the Aperis beginning with Pass, and the Seif, it goes like a Benyayna, then you don't need a bracha. Shvur brings down from the Bach, Shla, Taz, Magna Brahma, the Achrenim, that Lameisa, if you can have Paris, with a Chasuda, you should, when you're doing a lapse since the Pass, he says you should first make a bracha before you were to Pass, and you have Asman. Why? Because Arsham Rishon Mahol, they have to have Tchila, Emsa, Seif, they have to have the whole time. So in the Arsham Rishon Mahol, you have to have the whole time. So, and if you eat Emsa by passing, you have to make a bracha. So therefore, he says, better to eat the Paris out of the Pass and make a bracha. But the Evan, a little bit with Tchila, with the Lechel. Hakirish Lechel Gabba Seif. But, you know, since the Arsham Rishon Mahol, you need the whole time, so therefore, he says, better to make the bracha on the Paris beforehand. But if you didn't, Lamaisa, you can sign up on Tchila, Seif. So that's case number two. Case number three is the Kvesu da Sal Paris. I said that case, I didn't say that case, the Kvesu da Paris. So over there, the Chaver Paskins that if Kvesu da Sal Paris, then the Paris comes Machas Asuda. And the Paris is something which is a quasi thing, right? If you Kvesu da potato chips, you need a bracha. Paris is a quasi thing which could be Machas Asuda. If you Kvesu da Paris, it comes Machas Asuda. So the Chaver Paskins first like the Shita, even if you eat it, but Chilasa, Blay Pass, you don't make a bracha. V'yesh chalkim. That was the Rosh HaChilak. Chitav Shech v'tchila and pass. All the final kakirich v'men b'lay pass ain't to bracha klah. That Pesachim HaChabe is that better to eat it tchila with pass, and then even if you eat it without pass, then you don't need a bracha klah. The last case is, he says that if you're just doing the kinuach, if you're not doing lafas pass, you're doing the kinuach, if he mixes pass tchila v'seif l'mahani, it doesn't help. So let's go for four cases again to see if that matters clear. If you're kvesu al paris, what do you need? Machlokes, and you should do either tchila with the pass, and then you're okay. If you're not kvesu al paris and you eat it, let's say with pass, what do you need? Tchila seif for sure. Maybe the whole time. Therefore, better not to do that. If you eat it stam zay without pass, then for sure make a bracha. Mr. Ruth throws in a knetch over here, which was in the game of ice cream. He says, "Cause the davar v'ilav as a pass." It's the only time we're saying that the Paris doesn't need a bracha if it's lav as a pass. Lo lekinuach. The virak lekinuach. He brought bets on the kinuach. Af shalchem anksis ksas pass because of a soy flemahani. The tachas of the food is the kinuach. Even if you eat a little pass at the beginning and end, it's not going to help you. So back to the ice cream. To eat a little bread at the beginning and the end, the chair is not going to help you because it's lekinuach. If you want to make a sandwich like Rabbi Wilner, so here, you make an ice cream sandwich, then okay, then it's tafel. But if you're just doing a little bread, it's like a peanut butter on a bread. Yeah, you make whatever, you want to do that, but just do it to the safe. Okay, that's something which doesn't, that's something the chair which would not work. The guy's is gamers. Yeah, but you have bread, so you're not making it's tougher to the bread. It's like a theorist gets to ikrim. Here it's tougher to the bread. Getting it together like a sandwich. Now, the last case is achas suda. If you do achas suda, then you can eat a bracha. Now, today's where it brings down achas suda, not sanegeya, because ain't on a regular limb shechadim in the past, because the mazah, the whole word achas suda is that you're mushechadim in the past, and you mushach in the past, therefore Arminog is not too much in the past, therefore, to left to a Muslim, so therefore the halacha is that you're not mushach in the past, Akbar is a Muslim, therefore you're not going to make a bracha. So one case we discuss is by chasana, towards the end of chasana, a lot of times they move away all the tables for the dancing, and then maybe also they serve dessert on the side. So the question is that called your mushach in the past, and they were masalik the shulchan, Is that called it or not? So Zeis HaBracha is not from Yashiv and from maybe Scheinberg, I think it was. Correctly, that would be called Moshe Chedim in a pass, and therefore you have to make a bracha. Brings down from Shlomo Zalman and Mr. Karelitz that both say that no, that's not called your Moshe Chedim in a pass. Over there, the reason why you clean away the tables, what's the sort of the sugya is? I'm done eating, I'm finished. That's why I'm doing it. Over here, I'm just cleaning away just because to make room for the dancing. It's not Pshat, it's on some Gemara. It's not Gemara Sudos. It's not about some Gemara Sudos. Every dessert, that's some the meal is done, right? Let's say so. Every But this thing is Svar the Pshat. It's not bad. Some Mashiach Yom HaPash. Just like every meal. I'm finished eating, now we're schmoozing. So I'm really done eating. Elamai. Elamai. It's the same. So the Shekhanahs over here are just to make room for the dancing. So. Why now? I'm having. I go for another portion. It's like really good. I want to go for a second portion of I don't know, whatever they serve, the schnitzel, second portion. So. Yeah. So therefore, they want to say that Kibbutz is not called Moshe Chedim in the past, and that's the Kibbutz when they gave it.